A group of lawmakers has started laying the political groundwork for an increase in Vermont's minimum wage. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, they're already facing some resistance from the state's business community, including from some of its more socially progressive elements.
Getting to a $15 minimum wage has become a rallying cry for the Democratic Party base in Vermont, and a number of state lawmakers are gearing up for the legislative push needed to make it happen. Earlier this week, they invited some business owners to the State House to gauge their interest in the plan.
My name is Stanley Borowski. I'm from Sam's Department Stores and the Sam's Outdoor Outfitters.
And Borowski, who employs 93 people at his stores in Brattleboro, New Hampshire, and Massachusetts, did not mince words.
It's very, very difficult to run a business when government is giving you all kinds of laws that are creating situations. Minimum wage is a strong factor.
Vermont's minimum wage will hit $10.50 an hour next year, seventh highest in the nation. Borowski says upping it to $15 an hour by 2021, as one legislative proposal calls for, could sink retailers like him. Borowski delivered his remarks to lawmakers on behalf of the Vermont Retail and Grocers Association. Opposition from that particular trade association isn't terribly surprising. Neither is the pushback from groups like the Vermont Chamber of Commerce and the National Federation of Independent Businesses. But the proposal is also meeting with skepticism from groups that have traditionally played a key role in advancing socially progressive labor practices. Here's Randy George, co-owner of Red Hen Baking Company in Middlesex.
I love nothing more than to pay people $15 to $20 an hour, and I actually do in a lot of cases.
George sits on the leadership committee at Main Street Alliance. The group helped lead the push for paid sick days a few years ago, and it's now urging lawmakers to adopt a mandatory paid family and medical leave policy for all employers in Vermont. To be clear, Randy George and the Main Street Alliance say they support some kind of an increase in the minimum wage. But George says pushing it to $15 an hour could strain his company's financial ledger, especially since many of his workers arrive with little to no baking experience.
We're essentially doing workforce training, and that's costly.
It isn't the only socially progressive trade association that's expressing concerns. Daniel Barlow is public policy manager at Vermont Businesses for Social Responsibility. Barlow says his organization also supports a minimum wage increase.
But there is a lot of nervousness in the business community over an increase of that size, even over a couple of years.
And Barlow echoed a point voiced by Randy George. Focusing solely on hourly wage discounts the other costly elements of an employee's compensation package. Barlow says his member businesses pay on average $15,000 a year per employee toward health benefits.
And that translates to a $7.25 per hour wage. That has to be a dynamic in this conversation, is the impact of the employer-sponsored health insurance industry on suppressing wages in Vermont.
All of which means lawmakers seeking support for $15 an hour next year may have to look long and hard for a business to back them up. That doesn't mean they won't be under pressure to make it happen, though. Ann Zimmerman also spoke to lawmakers this week.
I would like to speak as a person who has had to survive as a single parent in the Brattleboro area in Windham County, raising kids and paying rent as an hourly paid employee.
Zimmerman said raising those kids and paying that rent is an almost impossible task on existing minimum wage levels.
There were definitely times when we were really, really close to not keeping our little ship afloat, and I don't really know how to convey the stress of that if you've never done it.
That issue of financial stress will be central to the minimum wage debate next year. One big question for lawmakers is whose stress is more urgent, businesses or the Vermonters that they employ? For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.